It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. A week ago on Memorial Day, we asked veterans to let us know how they observe the holiday and what Memorial Day means to them. One Vietnam vet called to remember William Timothy Dorsey, a combat medic who saved his life in July 1970. It turns out our caller wasn't the only one who remembers Tim Dorsey. Nancy Grosselfinger emailed from Suffern, New York to tell us, "Before Timmy went into the military, we worked together as probation officers. Timmy himself drowned trying to save others. I attended Timmy's funeral in Peekskill, New York. The mask was an unforgettable moment. Your caller should know that there are many of us who remember Timmy, who died as he had lived, serving and sacrificing for his fellow humans." We also spent some time on Memorial Day to mark the unofficial start of summer and talk a little barbecue. One idea that came up, use your car engine to grill while you're driving. Charlie sent us this story on our blog. While I was stationed in Germany, I and two buddies took a wild ride around Bavaria in my Fiat 124 convertible. We bought pizzas and spent the night at the officers' club in Bad Aibling. The next morning, we wrapped the leftover pizza in foil and put it on top of the car's twin cam covers, perfectly engineered by those wily Italians for slow heating. We hit the Autobahn at Roseburg and roared toward the Austrian border with the top down. At lunchtime, we pulled into a rest stop, popped the hood, and chowed down. It seemed to create a bit of a stir among the tourists. Another listener, Anna Alford, added, "There's a great book on this subject called Manifold Destiny, the one, the only guide to cooking on your car engine. It's by Chris Maynard and Bill Scheller." During our segment on sleep and why we never seem to get enough of it, our guest cited a problem during NASA's mission to Mars where, as he put it, someone forgetting to convert inches to centimeters led to a $6 billion mistake. He suspected a lack of sleep was responsible. One of our listeners took issue with that. "I worked on the Mars 98 orbiter mission," emailed Christopher Grasso. "The unit error was due to a mismatch between vendor-provided source code and the corresponding use of those measurements and a failure to properly test the interface. Sleep deprivation was not listed as a factor by the accident board, and the project was only about 1/40th of the price that the guest indicates. Thanks for the correction." Finally, many of you wrote in after our conversation about what and who makes a good commencement speaker. Vaini Aguirre emailed, "Conan O'Brien's speech to Harvard in 2000 was irreverent and self-adulating, but at the core, there was a valuable message that can be hard to absorb, especially for overachievers. It boiled down to the fact that we fear failure more than anything, because we're so accustomed to success and because we fear the judgment of our peers and the greater world. But without taking that big leap, there's no way of ever growing."
I dwelled on my failures today because as graduates of Harvard, your biggest liability is your need to succeed. Your need to always find yourself on the sweet side of the bell curve. Because success is a lot like a bright white tuxedo. You feel terrific when you get it, but then you're desperately afraid of getting it dirty, of spoiling it in any way. So that's what I wish for all of you. The bad as well as the good. Fall down, make a mess, break something occasionally, and remember that the story is never over.
Conan O'Brien speaking at Harvard University in 2000. We've posted a link to the full transcript of that speech at our blog. That's at npr.org/blogofthenation. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, Dahlia Martinez, Susanna George, a recent graduate herself, Ashley Grashaw, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Beth Novi produces our web content, and our intern is Jasmine Garst. Gwen Uten directs the program. The assistant producer is Sarah Handel. Kimberly Jones is our technical director. She gets engineering help from Neil Tivolt, Marty Curcius, and Drew Reynolds. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. And our senior producer is Carlene Watson. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Sue Goodwin. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.